Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America, the morning after. Many Republicans very disappointed. No red wave. We'll have full analysis of the midterm vote. Disney's streaming service losing a huge amount of money. Nearly half of young adults suffer from a mental disorder. Also ahead, as mentioned, my analysis of the explosive midterm vote. But first, here are the facts. The Republicans will win the House, but not by much. However, that is very bad news for President Biden. The House in the hands of the Republicans will be a major thorn in his side, to use a cliche, but that's absolutely what it's going to be. There will be committees investigating him and his son. They will block any kind of massive spending by the Democratic president, and it'll go on and on. Now, the Senate will probably be tied again, 50-50. And my prediction of 52 for the GOP is wrong, and that hurts me deeply. I'm going to explain it in a moment, but that's probably what is going to happen, because there is a runoff in Georgia in December, and that'll be the final tally. One more thing. Big winner last night was Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, Florida, there was a red wave there. But other states, no, didn't happen. In other stories, financial troubles continue at the Walt Disney Company. Streaming service Disney Plus reporting losses of $1.5 billion. CEO Bob Chapek says the operation should be profitable by 24, the most lucrative part of Disney's portfolio. As you know, theme parks revenue in Orlando is increasing 36% because the average vacation there now costs $8,000 for a family of four. Survey from Harmony Healthcare finds nearly half of young Americans suffer from a mental disorder. 42% of people under the age of 25 are clinically diagnosed with depression, insomnia, anorexia, attention deficit disorder. A third attend therapy sessions at least once a month. Coming next, my analysis of yesterday's vote. Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the midterm vote. Well, many anticipated a red wave. I, among them, did not happen. In Florida and Texas, Republicans did very well. Ohio and other states. But Arizona has now gone blue. That was a shocking result in a state besieged by illegal migrants and suffering grievously from inflation. The state still went Democrat. Amazing. I never would have thunk it, as they say. Now, right now, the Senate is 48-48. It's going to wind up 50-50 unless Walker in Georgia can beat Warnock. Warnock is ahead now in the count by less than 20,000 votes. So it's very close. Obviously, nobody's going to reach 50%, so there's a runoff. I guess Walker could beat him, but you can't bank on it. So it looks like a 50-50 deal in the Senate going forward. But the House is going to go red, and McCarthy will be the new speaker. Say goodbye to Nancy Pelosi. That might be the biggest plus for Republicans of the vote. Pelosi is finished, not coming back. Key races, we just talked about Georgia and Nevada. Looks like Republican Adam Laxalt will defeat the Democratic incumbent, and that will be a pickup for the GOP. Arizona, Kelly is going to beat Masters, so the Democrats will hold a seat. Wisconsin, I think Johnson, the Republican, will prevail, but it's very close there. Pennsylvania, Oz got whacked. I knew he would. He was never a good candidate, never caught on with the folks. Fetterman's the worst. But Pennsylvania is a blue state, a troubled state. The big winner, as far as Republicans are concerned, is Florida. I mean, DeSantis won by 20 points. Rubio won by 17. Florida is probably the reddest state now, large state. And DeSantis gave a rollicking speech, victory speech, setting himself up for a presidential run. That's very murky because of Donald Trump, who's going to announce next week that he will run for president, but Trump has lost a lot of power. And I don't know what's going to happen there. So I'll find out, but right now I don't know. Back to Arizona, Hobbs beat Lake for the governorship. And I don't know. Again, this state is in chaos. New York, same thing. Hochul beats Zeldin. It was close. Zeldin won 90% of New York counties. But the African-American vote put Hochul in for 4 years, a disaster for New York State. We will have more election analysis on my TV broadcast, which you can find on BillO'Reilly.com this evening, and I hope you check that out. It's the best information you're going to get. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 6 years ago today, Hillary Clinton conceded the presidential election to Donald Trump, ending one of the most vicious campaigns in American history. Just 24 hours earlier, pundits gave Mrs. Clinton a 90% chance of winning the White House. Here is the story. The day before the election, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and other outlets predicted a liberal landslide. but I, your humble correspondent, did not. I said Trump would win. By 10:30 p.m. on election night, it was all over for Mrs. Clinton. Donald Trump demolished the Democrats' so-called blue wall, winning races in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio. Final result, Trump 304 electoral votes, Mrs. Clinton 227. On November 9, 2016, Hillary conceded the race in New York City alongside her husband and daughter. She said, quote, "Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and a chance to lead. This is painful, and it will be for a long time," unquote. It didn't take very long, though, for Hillary Clinton to question the legitimacy of Trump's victory. Since then, Mrs. Clinton has blamed her defeat on the following: Russia, Facebook, Google, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, the DNC, local newspapers, the FBI, CNN, sexism, racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, Wikipedia, flashing videos on the dark web, and the Department of Justice. Quite the list. And here's something else you might not know. Mrs. Clinton is already questioning the legitimacy of the next presidential vote. In a recent interview, she said following, quote, "Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. If that happens, the 2024 election won't be decided by anyone's vote," unquote, Hillary Clinton. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.